Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
Matthew Householder now joined by Coach Dan Wildfong, and it's Brahma Talk here. As Coach Dan Wildfong had a 1-1 split over the weekend, but a very special weekend overall. Coach Dan, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Well, good to hear from you, and pretty exciting weekend overall. Unfortunately, fell on Friday night, but then picked up a great win on Saturday. And more so, I kind of want to talk a little bit about the pink in the rink that went on. Pretty good showing?
Yeah, it was really good. Obviously, anytime you can raise money for the cancer, it's breast cancer, it's going to be, a special event, and we had a great turnout, a great auction. So it was great.
With the auction, how many jerseys did you totally get auctioned off?
I think we auctioned every jersey off. I think we had 24 jerseys we auctioned off, and we raised, I don't know exactly the number what we raised for breast cancer awareness, but our office did a great job putting that together. And our ownership group to have that happen is fabulous. They can raise money for a great cause.
And before we get into talking too much hockey, obviously Pink in the Rink was a huge success. And then the following night on Saturday, actually a big presentation, pretty much for the billet families, these host families that a lot of the players have been staying with.
Yeah, they do so much for our program. These billet families, they end up, housing guys for the year. Obviously, they get paid a little bit of money, but it's more about the experience. For the families and their and the players as well.
Well, I think the cool thing is, even through the Brahma Facebook page, I saw that the presentation for the billet families and everything, and saw, I believe it was Gordy Helmuth's mom post on there. Gordy's had such a blast, thank you so much to the family. And then that's where it really comes from, because these kids are leaving their homes, whatever, and probably really their first time out on their own, and getting stuck with the complete strangers is it can be kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah, they kind of make themselves, obviously, be in a family environment, and we had such great success our first year with the Billet families. Everyone was just fabulous. They supported the team. They're really good with the players, and hopefully, I think we have a waiting list already for some Billet families that want to do it next year, because it's such a success, and we cannot thank them enough. Such a big part of it.
No doubt about it. Well, without the Billet families, it doesn't happen. So, well, a 1-1 split over the weekend, and as this season's progressed, of course, we've talked about it a little bit, but I think out of all the teams throughout the NAHL in this division, of course, the Brahmas and the Corpus Christi Ice Rays have quite a little rivalry building.
Yeah, obviously we've had some of those battles where the penalty minutes have been very high in the games, but they have a good team as well. It's been really tight games all year, except when we played up there at the beginning of the year. So, we have a great little rivalry. It's not obviously it's a very fan friendly rivalry, because there's a lot of hitting, a little bit of fighting, and a lot of goals.
I can say this, and it wasn't from the Brahmas end of things, but there was a whole lot of trash talk, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of talk after the whistle and stuff, and that's, rivalries are great for the game, because it gets people inspired, the fans, gets them into it, and it's not a boring game, that's for sure.
Well, you kind of have the natural rivalry just between mascots of the Brahmas and the Amarillo Bulls, but after watching play against Corpus over and over and over again, we've seen multiple line brawls that have occurred, and I had the privilege of sitting right behind the bench. I was sitting pretty much right behind you during the entirety of Saturday's game, and when you're sitting that close down to the Brahma's bench and, you know, or Corpus's bench, whoever you may be sitting behind, you really, really get to see a whole lot more of what's going on down on the ice, you know, with players, things like that. And again, the trash talk, you know, I don't know if it was just Saturday. It felt like there was a whole lot of trash talk, more so coming from the Corpus end of things, but you know, it was definitely interesting to see, and it gets you into it.
Yeah. It happens when you're, you know, in the heat of the battle or the game, you know, you get talking a little bit. And there's just obviously a little bit more against Corpus for some reason.
Well, as you head into this weekend, got a couple of different things that we need to make sure that we hit on. Coming up this weekend is Star Wars night, Coach. And I heard that you're going to dress up as, I believe, Yoda?
Yeah, right.
You're going to have the green ears and everything on the bench, right?
No? Yeah, if they need me to, I'm there.
There you go. Well, Wichita Falls is going to be coming to town, and again, Star Wars night coming up on March 8th. Going to be an exciting time. They've already started posting pictures, and if you haven't seen the pictures, I mean, just tremendous. They posted one up, let's see, of General Tarful for Star Wars night. They said also they're going to be bringing Chewbacca, Darth Vader, Stormtroopers, and the legendary Boba Fett, and I mean, Coach, explain to these people what these costumes aren't cheap.
No, they had it last 2 years. They've come to the you know, this has been a Brahma event. I think Chad Seaworth in our office, he really made this event happen. It's just the kids just cannot believe how real these costumes look. They're like $2,000, these costumes, so. They look like the real deal. It's great to obviously get some pictures with them. And I know my assistant coach, Jeff Potter, is really excited about it.
he's a little bit of a Star Wars nerd.
Oh, yeah. He's been talking about it all season. So I can't wait.
Well, maybe he'll be dressed up as a Jedi or something.
Yeah,
know.
Maybe.
Well, you know, jumping back over to the games this past weekend, just very quickly, Want to hit on the fact, I'm not going to call any names out, but you know, there was definitely some frustration from your end after a goal had been scored on the Brahmas early on, and you know, with that frustration and everything, you know, you also, especially where I was sitting, you hear people sitting there yelling other stuff out like, ah, watch the clock, time wise, and you know, they don't understand that y'all are trying to set up plays, things like that. You know, there's a lot more strategy that goes into the game of hockey than people really realize.
Yeah, you know, you'll hear like even when I was at the Stars game the other night, people were yelling on the power play, shoot, shoot, shoot. Well, you know, a lot of times there's players in the lanes and guys are trying to set up a play when they have patience. You know, always with the puck is very important. Having patience, making it the right shot, but we really want to stress, obviously, to get pucks and bodies to the net. And look, you know, the last seven, eight games, to really play our style of Brahma hockey. You know, it's fun to watch, hard to play against, and get some W's.
Well, and as you head into the games with Wichita Falls this weekend, have there been any line movements, anything along those lines?
We got a lot of injuries right now. We obviously are looking to bring in some of our, maybe even our affiliate players to come in. Guys, maybe we tendered, got a couple, Bud Madej is in town, that we tendered. We're getting to practice with us for a couple weeks here. He's, looking really good, defenseman that we have coming in for next year. We're obviously, trying to work on a couple other guys coming down so they get their feet wet for next year. So it's just not, everything's all brand new for them. They'll have some comfort of knowing where they the rink is, who we are a little bit as a staff, and it'll make the transition a lot easier for them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Coach, we're running out of time very quickly, so I just want to say thank you again for your time, and best of luck in the upcoming matchups against Wichita Falls this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Alrighty, that's been another episode of Brahma Talk. Thank you to Coach Dan Wildfong for joining us.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Let's go, bud, let's go. Up.
boys. Get that net. Come on, boys. Come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook. Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.